This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A three-day special sitting of extended budget session of Parliament will begin today. It will continue till 18th of this month and will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023 proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. These three bills are the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, and the Delimitation Bill 2026. The Constitution Amendment Bill seeks to further amend the Constitution of India, while the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill proposes to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. The Delimitation Bill provides for the readjustment of the allocation of seats in the Lok Sabha and to the states and union territories, the total number of seats in the Legislative Assembly of each state and union territories, and the division of each state and each union territory having a Legislative Assembly into territorial constituencies for elections to the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies of the states and union territories. More from our correspondent.
The special sitting has been convened to amend the constitution so that the Women's Reservation Act can be implemented in the 2029 Lok Sabha elections after carrying out the delimitation exercise. Few days ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had also written to the floor leaders of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, urging all the parties to come together in one voice to pass amendments in this regard. Mr. Modi emphasized that it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with women's reservation in place. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill, but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stoffel will hold discussions in New Delhi today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Dr. Stoker's discussion with Prime Minister Modi will open new avenues for greater cooperation across various domains. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has achieved record exports of $860 billion in financial year 2025-26. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the milestone achieved despite global headwinds reflects the country's resilience and its growing strength in expanding its global trading footprint. He said that the 9 trade agreements concluded under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi are further accelerating this momentum, opening new markets and unlocking greater opportunities across sectors. The Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that the field operations of the House Listing and Housing Census, the first phase of Census 2027, will commence across multiple states and union territories today. In a statement, the ministry said the exercise will begin in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim, along with NDMC and Delhi Cantonment Board areas in the national capital today. The ministry said that the self-enumeration facility introduced for the first time has received an encouraging response, with around 12 lakh households successfully submitting their details online. In chess, India's Grandmaster R. Vaishali has won the FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament 2026 in Cyprus. The 24-year-old defeated Russia's Katerina Lakhno in the final round, finishing with 8.5 points out of 14 to clinch the title. With this victory, Vaishali has earned the right to challenge China's Zhu Weijian for the World Championship later this year. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.